Good morning, 8:37 here on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout a Thursday. And we'd like to, as every week, talk to Denise York here from Coffeeville's Reawakening. Morning, Denise. How you doing?
Good morning, James. Pretty good. Are we getting rain today or not?
It looks going to look like it. Let's take a little peek here at the radar. In fact, so there's a kind of a line of storms that were kind of just southwest of Osage County. They've broken up a little bit, but now there's some nice rain in Bartlesville, and there's a little rain headed right towards Coffeeville.
Fantastic.
So we're going to get some showers this morning, and then another round of showers here, looking like this afternoon into the evening.
I'm ready for it. So
yeah, absolutely. It's going to be great. So we are going to be happy to put that rain gauge to use. So we've got lots of stuff to chat about here as far as the world of Coffeeville's Reawakening goes. So you want to start out updates from the Midland?
Yeah, let's do that. So I've been checking in on the construction that's going on over there. We're getting closer. There's been a few little holdups. You know, if you look around at all the construction going on around town, I mean, we're sharing these subcontractors, so things may be a little bit slower than what we were hoping for. And we've done some add-ons, but we're trying to put together the snack bar right now, and that's getting exciting to see, you know, what equipment's going to go in there and all these things. So, and again, we have, you know, paint and carpet all picked out and ready to go, so soon.
And I know on the snack bar you had like some of the original like popcorn machine and that sort of thing. What do you have any like long-term plans on that, or what's kind of the thought at this moment?
Well, so the thought was, you know, what can we, because we had the old fountain heads, you know,
sure,
from the drink machine and everything. So we called in a few experts, said, hey, can this be repaired? What can we do? And everybody's just kind of shaking their head. Well, yeah, it can be, but you know, is it worth doing it? So we're looking at, you know, new replacements, mm-hmm, and things. So that's got a dollar tag to it too.
Sure,
so
sure.
We'll see how that all, you know, works out. But you know, we've got this stuff there. So if there's anybody in town that thinks they can repair something for us, let us know, and
yeah,
we can show you the old popcorn machine and the drink dispenser.
Yeah, so anyone who's handy, you know, there's a lot of times people think that things are beyond repair, but hey, you know, we've got a lot of talent.
Yeah,
people can manufacture and machine things, so you never know.
It's all about money, right? You can have anything replaced if you have.
That's right. Well, and you know, sometimes even when I found by restoring a 1975 Winnebago, sometimes the part isn't available, but if you're crafty, you can make it.
So we've got 3D printers over at Coffeeville's Reawakening, so maybe we could print those
all
parts
sorts
going
of stuff
forward. So maybe you might want to take a look at what we have over there and see what you can do for us.
So. Well, I can't fix it. I know Steve Copeland can. He can fix anything.
Okay.
So what else we have? Vaudenville, kind of getting planned for that?
Yeah, Vaudenville coming up August the 5th, so get that on your calendar. You know, I'll be at Spencer Rounds Theater. I think the lineup has been determined on who's coming and everything. I don't have that list or anything at this point, but just something that that's our operations fundraiser, usually keeps us going for the year. So we get a lot of support from locals and everything. So hopefully in a few years we'll have Vaudenville at the Midland, but right now, you know, the college is a great place for us.
Absolutely. So. And we got some movie nights coming up here, kind of looking at some late fall times for that and outdoor movie nights.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've got a new committee that's working on the outdoor movies, so they've got the movies picked. Community State Bank is our sponsor again. They will, you know, pay for these three movies, so they're available for free. But first one is going to be August the 26th, National Treasure.
Oh, that's, oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
it's
where they find all the stuff in Washington, D.C., and the back of the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, okay.
and that one.
Okay, so
yeah,
that's August 26th.
That's a good one.
And then September 16th is going to be Shrek.
Okay.
So, and then October 7th, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. So those are the three movies they've got lined up for this fall coming up.
Excellent. Well, that's going to be a good one.
Yep.
And then, you know, right out there, you know, folks will set up in the UP Park and everything. Any updates on that?
UP Park, yeah. We had a meeting with the city this past week, and we're moving forward ordering the outdoor instruments, trying to find a container over there. We're still looking for a caboose. So a lot of additions going. We hope to have that. It probably fall. But we've got a good design, and there'll be some add-ons, a few little surprises. We're doing some getting some quotes right now to see what we can afford and what needs to be pushed back. But
sure,
it'll make a huge difference over there on that corner.
And, you know, I was in, it was in New Mexico. I think it was Carrizozo, New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
They had a visitor center inside a caboose. So they had stairs up to the caboose there, you know, to get you on in there. And then they had put an air conditioning and like a ceiling fan and everything.
Right.
And they had, you know, brochures and all that sort of thing. And so it was kind of unique to have that little space there in the caboose, because those actually have, you know, a decent amount of room. And so they were able to, that was in their park. They had their visitor center right there.
I mean, that would be great. I know Janie Gillis is holding out for the caboose, but, you know, they're not around every corner, right? So this design group that we've been working with talked to us about maybe a container as a placeholder.
Sure.
We can paint it, look like a caboose if we want to, but
yeah.
Maybe have the outdoor stage inside the container, and that way when we need to pull the stage out, it's right there.
Boy, wouldn't it be cool if we could find some of those old interurban cars something. I wish it, I'm sure those are all long gone, but that is a big part of our history in the area.
I subscribe to an auction site that just has train stuff, so no, those things are all around. It's but again, you need some deep pockets to go buy one. So.
Not every day you just, you know, casually buy a train
and
car.
Just with the UP Park and Midland, you know, the Cherokee Nation, we did receive two grants, one for the UP Park for $25,000, and the Midland received one from the Cherokee Nation for $25,000. So, you know, we want to call them out. We appreciate everything that they've done. They've supported us all along. So
that's
look
great.
Look forward to putting that money into the corner and for the community.
Sure, of course. And you had another innovation lab, I know, here with lots of kids.
Yep.
How did that go?
Last session that we had, it was great. You know, we had, you know, it's fun to kind of watch the difference between the morning class, which were the boys, and the afternoon class, which were the girls. I mean, it's just the whole dynamics and everything. But we've got so many comments from parents and everything, you know. We had one little boy who was leaving say, are you going to be open next Saturday? You know, thinking that it's a store that we have open. But there's a few of us that's on this Coffeeville Innovation Lab board that we're putting together. Want to try to keep things going for the summer. So we're trying to figure out how can we have like an open afternoon or something where people can just come in and do their own thing. And, you know, I wouldn't mind having like a class for 4 and 5 year olds to get them started on these kind of things. So, you know, Bill Jones is, he's helped us out tremendously, and he's really, you know, wanting to keep this going.
Well, and the good thing is now that you have the equipment and everything, it'd be fairly cheap and easy to put on another one, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got the stuff sitting there. So, and we do have a convention in Wichita on the 26th of this month, 25th, that we have to go present how we spent the money, how it went. So we've got all these little items that were printed, pictures and videos from the day. So we look forward to that and seeing what comes of, you know, next down the road.
Excellent. Well, that's very good.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad that was all put together. And I know we heard lots of good things about
it. Yeah. You know, a lot of parents, you know, just really appreciate it. And the kids, there's some that just, you know, they just light up when we're working on this stuff. So it just wants you know, you want to take it to the next level to give them something to do. So.
For sure. And then anything else that's coming up that you want to hear?
You know, I was just going to call out a few things that's coming up, like, you know, Farmer's Market starts this Saturday, and then the bourbon at the Brown Mansion. You can still get your tickets there at the Chamber. The Coffeeville Beautification Initiative, that's this Saturday, looking for volunteers to help and, you know, doing the cleanup and everything. With graduation coming up in the next few weeks, you know, it'd be great to get things picked up around the city and looking good for people coming in, or, you know, all the relatives that will be around. Twister's Gym downtown, it should be opening soon. Colonel Coffee Trading Post, you know, they're open downtown, so come, you know, check them out. I see a lot of people coming and going there, so I haven't been in there yet. I plan to do
it. It is cool. It's really neat.
Yeah, maybe today or tomorrow I hope to get in there. And then, you know, Hirsch's had their little issue with the last wind and storm that came through, so they're down for a little while getting their roof repaired, but hopefully they'll be up and going soon. So just a lot of things going on around town. And then bingo night, not tonight,
it's the 11th.
Next week.
Yep. Right? 1 week from today.
Yep. And then they've got their anniversary event coming up. I didn't get a response on that yet, so we'll maybe have somebody in to talk about that one soon.
We'll stay tuned on that.
Yeah, so that's about all I have.
Okay. Well, hey, that's a good update here, and still lots going on as we cruise on into the month of May, so that's always good, and appreciate, yep, Denise, you coming in and letting us know about everything that is going on.
Well, thanks for letting me come in and talk.
And so, if people are interested, you know, maybe some of anything we've talked about has sparked a little interest. If people want to help out, we're always looking for volunteers on all sorts of projects.
Yeah.
And so how can they get a hold of you?
Well, there's Coffeeville's Reawakening Facebook page. There's the I Love Coffeeville. You know, just get on it and, you know, send us a note or message. Or you can call me at 620-252-5861. Or stop in downtown, 115 West 9th. That's Coffeeville's Reawakening headquarters. I'm not there full time. I come and go. So, or if you catch me around town.
Yeah. So that is a great option there. And we always needing people to help out and get involved and participate in all the many things.
Because,
you know, you might be able to give back. And it really, people think that, you know, it has to be a big time commitment. It's whatever you can throw at it.
Right.
So,
an hour a week.
Yeah.
You know, very rewarding on something that you want to do.
Absolutely. Well, Denise, thanks so much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
and
James.
Look forward to talking again soon. And more Open Line is going to continue right after this here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.